Where are you going to go when your last breath is drawn? Have you made your plans for that fateful day? There are only two places where you will go: with Jesus in heaven or with Satan below. That time is much closer than you think. There is a man named Jesus who is the Son of the Almighty God, and God sent his Son to earth to provide a way to heaven. He was rejected and sentenced to die. He was nailed to a cross and his blood was shed to cleanse sinners such as you and I. God raised him from the dead so all the world would know that a Savior was alive and well, a guide for us to follow. He gave us rules to direct us and gave peace within our heart. He preached love and forgiveness, which is a great start. "Believe on me," he said, "and I will give you everlasting life." When he left this earth, he said, "I'm coming back again to gather all my faithful, and I'll meet them in the sky. When the trumpet blows on billowing clouds of white, Jesus will return and gather all of his saints by and by." That is the day all Christians are looking for. "What will be the sign of your coming?" the people asked. He answered and said, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Nations shall rise against nation. There will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes, and signs in the heavens. I will come as a thief in the night and gather my own." So don't waste your life on things that decay. Spend time reading God's Word, living Christ's way. Be loyal to Jesus no matter what the cost. There are mansions in heaven that he has prepared, and his promises are true. He is waiting now for you. Glory, glory to the Son of God who gave his life for you and me. Your sins can be forgiven and peace you will find. You can spend forever in heaven with Jesus divine. Glory, glory to our mighty God. Glory, glory to our King. Give honor, glory, and praises. Let your voices ring. He's coming soon. It may be tonight, tomorrow, or next week, but he is coming. Be prepared. Be ready. Get ready to meet thy God. Amen. Thank you.